They have tried to use all state institutions, including the police and the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Local Government and the EZZ itself, that has banned rallies and all political meetings that congregate people in the name of COVID. And we have adhered. All the meetings that are taking place in Zambia and campaigns, as you can see clearly even on social media platforms, are being conducted by the PF themselves. We have noted and seen that they have reached to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and they have put an advert there claiming that we are promoting hate speech. That advert first appeared last year. It's a very bad advert showing genocide and all these things, and they claim it is from us when it is not from us. So we are not congregating people. We are not able to congregate people. Even when we try to have indoor meetings, we have police and Patriotic Front cadres coming into our private homes and disturbing our meetings and causing violence against us.
But Thabo, in a statement made available to the media, signed by the party general secretary David Mwila, the PF accused the UPND that on June 30th, the UPND alliance defied the directive of the Electoral Commission with what the party described as impunity by holding roadshows in Mazabuka.
There was no roadshow in Mazabuka. What had happened in Mazabuka is that our candidates had gone to ShopRite to go and buy supplies. And the people were cheering him. And they were very happy to see him. And as he went in his vehicle and was driving away, the people were cheering for him. And they went to ECZ and complained that that is a roadshow. It is not a roadshow, Peter. It is just that the people of Zambia have rejected the Patriotic Front and they are feeling the heat.
But are you therefore saying that the evidence the Patriotic Front has, for which it presented to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to take action against the UPND, is non-existent?
It's non-existent, and when the ECZ will investigate, they will see that it was not a roadshow being conducted. What they are trying to achieve is a situation or a scenario where the ECZ will ban the UPND from participating in the elections. They are trying to find a loophole to try and get us not to participate in the elections because they know that they are losing the elections. All these antics in the name of evidence and so on are just kicks of a dying horse. They are out, and we are not abrogating any laws. We are not abrogating any rules. We are not abrogating anything even to do with the COVID-19 regulations. They are just in trouble, and now they are espousing what we will clearly term as kicks of a dying horse.